This is KUNC. Colorado schools have a funding problem. State dollars for education have decreased over the last decade, leading to a teacher shortage, increased class sizes, and the inability to hire other support services like bus drivers. But voters will have the final say on an ambitious amendment this November that could help solve the problem. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more.
Amendment 73 would raise $1.6 billion annually through a tax increase on corporations and individuals and families earning over $150,000, which is about 8% of state residents.
Oh my gosh, this is game changing. This would be the best increase in public school funding that we've been able to get in decades in Colorado.
Kathy Kipp is a member of the Poudre School District Board of Education. She's raising awareness about the amendment at a back-to-school night event at Cruz Elementary School in Fort Collins.
If you have any questions, let us know.
The revenue would go into the Quality Public Education Fund and be split among all school districts, allowing for local control over how the money is spent. Lisa Weil is the executive director of Great Education Colorado.
Every community has different demographics and different geographics, and so it's where the decision should be made and where the accountability lies.
But critics like Michael Fields take issue with that. The executive director of the conservative advocacy group Colorado Rising Action says school districts don't have a good track record of wisely using the funds they already have.
So I think that we need to fix our current system before asking people for more money.
Increasing income and corporate taxes isn't the only thing 73 would do.
And actually, if they had stayed with income tax, I wouldn't have made a peep.
Steve Miller is the Larimer County Assessor.
Property tax is something I know about, and they really kind of mess things up, you know, in a serious fashion.
So this is where things get complicated. The Gallagher Amendment already regulates the amount of property taxes that are collected on residential and non-residential properties. Amendment 73 would add additional rates for both that school districts can collect. So a property owner would have two tax bills. Money from 73 would go to schools, and Gallagher dollars would fund public services.
Public education in Colorado is certainly a strong force, and it's important, but it's not the only important thing that the state funds.
And those tax rates would be fixed, while Gallagher's residential property rate would continue to drop. Miller says this would have unintended consequences, like decreasing money for things like paying firefighters, especially in rural areas where property values aren't that high. And homeowners may end up paying more in the long run. But Lisa Weil says the amendment would create a steady stream of funds so school districts won't have to rely as much on the state.
So that there's not less and less local support and a greater amount of backfill that has to come from the state general fund.
Do you know about Amendment 73?
Back at Cruz Elementary School, Kathy Kipp is focusing on what could be done with the additional revenue.
It would go a long way to creating a more adequate and equitable and sustainable education funding here in Colorado for all of our public schools.
In her district, some of the money might be earmarked for increasing teacher salaries and mental health support. But she says the first step would be having a conversation with the community.
We've got a long list of priorities.
But for Michael Fields, who agrees teachers should be paid more, this long list of priorities doesn't mean much.
You know, $1.6 billion tax increase that basically doesn't guarantee any student achievement growth. And you know, they talk about teacher retention or, you know, attracting new teachers. I think they need to be a lot more specific than they are.
As Election Day nears, backers of Amendment 73 face a problem outside of their control. 73 could get lost in a crowded statewide ballot, which will include questions from about 20 local communities that also plan to raise property taxes to increase school funding. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.